Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 11 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees. Updated weather. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 14 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees.
K8RUH. KF8FDT. Good morning.
Well, good snowy morning. A little slower commute today.
Yep, it could be a tedious one, that's for sure.
I think it's not as good as it could be, and it's not as bad as it could be, but these people out here in the hammer lane going 40 miles an hour, they're the ones that are going to get people hurt.
Yep, it seems like where I'm at, traffic is moving pretty good, though. They're just blowing snow on the road with a little bit set in between lanes. So, good so far. We'll see. You got another 30 minutes, though.
Yeah, I'm up on 96 by Inkster. And it's not bad. Everybody's moving along, but, you know, it's just a little slow. I suppose there's a touch of my impatience involved because I don't know about you, but I've been driving in Michigan for a long time. I kind of know how to do it. Some of these people seem pretty scared.
Well, I'm afraid of the people, not the roads. So I'm right there with you. And, you know, if I was northbound on 75, these roads are good enough to be going 80 miles an hour on.
Yeah, I agree. I came up Southfield to get on 96, and I think you could do 60, 65 on Southfield okay if you had your wits about you, but it is what it is. I'm almost to my exit here in Middle Belt, but I really don't think we need to be doing 32 miles an hour. But here we are, right?
Yep, I'm just getting on 696 here off of 94 in St. Clair Shores, and the roads are pretty decent. We'll see. I got to get all the way over to Troy, so it's showing that there's an awful lot of traffic between here and there.
I made a lot of trips to Troy from downriver, where our training center is. Got through a lot of classes up there in Troy.
Yeah, there's a lot of business in Troy, so it doesn't surprise me that most people at some point have to make their way there.
Well, up that way before Christmas and saw the lights in Rochester. That was pretty cool. And I was up there for something else here just recently, but I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, I've never went and checked out those lights. It seems too chaotic, too many people for me.
Well, I can say I've done it now, but it wasn't too awful bad. You know, I didn't get out and walk around or nothing. We just drove through and then turn around and come back through, and then we went down to the Italian joint there and got some dinner outside of town, because you can't eat downtown. It's crazy. So yeah, it's just one of them. I can say I've done it things, but it was pretty neat. But
yeah, I've seen pictures. It looks pretty cool. At some point, maybe I'll have to go through the trouble of seeing them. It's, like you said, it's probably worth it.
I missed time to drive this year. I worked in here in Livonia, off Plymouth, so sometimes I go home out Hines Drive, and I saw they just put up tons and tons of lights this year, probably a third more than they've ever had. I just missed my... I just didn't go get it done. I don't know why, but, you know, when I move away, I'm going to miss little things like Hines Drive. That's a nice little ride home, especially on the motorcycle.
Yeah, I bet. When are you moving?
Well, my last day at work is February 20th. Move-in date for the close. The guy that buying the house, his move-in date's the first of March. So I should be moved out of the area by February 24th. I'm really looking forward to getting back home. I've had enough of this city life. I grew up in the country, a little Mayberry town. This city life ain't for me anymore.
How long have you been on this side of the state? For a long time.
I moved over here in 2016, I guess it was, 2015 or something. But I lived up in Gaylord from 2013 to until I moved here. I grew up here south of Kalamazoo, so I just haven't lived back home by for the last, I don't know, 16 years. It's time to go home. So.
Well, good for you. That'll be nice to get back to where you want to be.
Yeah, I've kind of learned that money isn't the thing that makes you happy in the end. It sure helps, don't get me wrong. But without it, I wouldn't be able to do this move. But I'm going to take a small pay cut and go home. Just keep in mind I'm going to get played with it. Well worth the offset.
Money's not everything, but it does help. You're right. Hey, on that last transmission, I don't know if you were under a bridge or what, but you got pretty rough in there.
All right, yeah, I'm at the McDonald's running through the drive-thru, so maybe the building screwed me up, but my transmission a couple seconds ago was, I accidentally let go of the button in the middle of my words.
Ah, okay, that could do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss being able to talk to you guys on this channel. You guys have been a great bunch. I did finally get a contact on a local repeater over there in St. Joe County. Just nobody uses it very often, I guess. And I found that the W8IRA repeater link system covers a lot of area, and I can get onto that one. It's one at Ann Arbor, so I think I'll be able to at least talk to my buddies if he's on his frequency, if he's on the same frequency. But I'm almost to my general license too, so.
Yeah, I would imagine as you talk more and call out more, more people will come out of the woodwork. It's it just takes time. People need to start to figure out who you are, and they'll be start being happy to talk to you. Or figure out if there's a local club or something, start meeting those guys. Because I know even when I started, I'd call out and wouldn't get much response. And then I just kept going and going and going and going. And finally, people started to hear me enough that they figured they should probably respond. So, and that's just kind of how it is. You got to figure out what time people are on and just start joining the conversation. Because everybody's here to talk, that's for sure.
This is Echo 3, Charlie, India.
Go ahead, Charlie, India.
Hi, I'm located in South Windsor, Ontario, near Detroit, Michigan. The name here is Brad, Bravo Romeo Alpha Delta, and I'm running Yaesu FT991A with a Comet 2P15 on a 30-foot tower. Over.
Brad, you dropped out after you told us your gear.
What about now? Do I sound okay?
You sound just fine.
Oh, okay. I didn't know why I dropped out in the last transmission. D3CCR.
Okay. I guess he was just trying to get a signal check. I don't know. How are the roads over Livonia Way now?
Yeah, they're not bad. I'm on Plymouth now, and there's a little snow cover, just two tracks, you know. Nothing too radical. Yeah, I was going to say before stepped in there about, you said you just got on there and just started talking and doing it. Well, you got a pretty good fan base now, I think, because everybody seems to know you. And that's kind of what I've been doing back home, but my job over there is going to be in Kalamazoo, so I'll be able to get in with that Kalamazoo repeater up there and do the same thing, you know, just start yakking until somebody talks to me. But.
Yeah, well, you know, it was through some effort that I've met a lot of these local guys, and just as you figured out, some of us, one of us, two of us, three of us, are out here every day calling out as soon as we get in the car, and there's quite a few people that are listening, and with the right topic, you'll draw them out. And, you know, there's just a lot of people, and the more people hear you, the more people know who you are, and it's a fun hobby, and it kills the time, the morning drive time. If you're lucky, you get to talk to some good people that have some knowledge to share. It's been pretty fun for me, at least.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad my buddy got me into it. He's been pushing on me for a while, but, you know, now I've updated this mobile, and You know, I got a lot better coverage and reception, so that's nice. I've already been thinking about what to do with the new house, if I want to put a tower, not a tower, but put an antenna on the roof. But I guess if I'm going to do HF on general license, I'm going to have some kind of a good elevated setup.
Yep, you will definitely need something. But yeah, even if you just get a dual band, you know, UHF, VHF antenna up on the roof of the house with a 50-watt mobile, you'd be surprised how far out you can get. That's what I have at my house, and I can hit a ton of repeaters. And actually, I can do pretty well with it. So you get some real distance with that, you know, 20, 30 miles, hit a repeater. Haven't done a whole lot of simplex testing, but I would imagine I could get, you know, 5 miles, 10 miles, depending on which direction the person is from me.
Good morning, KGHZ Mobile. Dearborn's a cluster bleep. A lot of snow-covered roads. I don't know. I'm getting really tired of this winter.
Yeah, it's been an actual winter. I'm up here in Madison Heights and on the surface roads now, and it is the same. The roads are covered, and it's relatively slow moving. Not too slow, but not normal pace. So the ride home should be fun, I guess. I think it's supposed to snow most of the day.
Well, I want to say this is my final. I just got to work. So last Saturday or Friday, whatever day it was, I was making my way over to the west side of the state down along M60, and I got on a repeater, and I was looking at the frequency and the repeater that I thought, and it didn't match, and I was trying to figure out why I was picking up. It was on that W8IRA, and I think I was on the Jackson repeater, but I was west of, I was quite a ways west of Jackson. And Matt was telling me that, you know, it's a little flatter over there with the mobile and the 50 watts, that I was probably reaching back. Still trying to understand quite how that link works, but, yeah. Yesterday on the way home, I picked up some chatter out of South Lyon. I didn't even know there was a repeater up there, but I don't have that repeater programmed in my radio, so it must have been a like frequency or something.
Yeah, it could have just been linked repeaters, and the guys in South Lyon were on a repeater that was linked to a repeater that were near where you were. So, otherwise, I'm not real sure how that could happen. Somebody else with a little more knowledge would probably be able to smooth that one out for you.
All right, I got to go make a couple nickels, so you gentlemen have a good day, and thanks for the morning coffee conversation. So, I'll be 7-3, and I'll be back out here after 5 o'clock.
7-3, have a good day. KCA, Mobile.
All right, have a good one. Stay warm. Safe travels the rest of the day if I don't talk to you. KE8RUH. How are the roads getting any better down there in Dearborn?
Yeah, I'm getting on 94, and it's like 45 miles an hour. I don't know. You said it's going to snow all day today? Well, I'm still going to go out and activate POTA. The Bronco can go through all this stuff.
You know, I don't know. I think I think you guys are in a little bit lighter band down there compared to up here in Troy. So I think you guys are like 1 to 3 and we're 2 to 4 inches or something like that. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know if it's supposed to snow all day. It's a morning thing. But, yeah, it's certainly inconvenient. But, yeah, I just got off the expressway, granted, north of where you are, but the expressways were decent. It's the surface roads that are kind of crummy. I know 94 and 696 were just blowing snow, so you should be good on the expressway.
Yesterday was a fun time out there by the airport. It kept blowing over on the middle bell, and I just got past the the entrance there for the rental car returns, and I'm cruising down in the right lane, and all of a sudden the right lane turns into all snow and no lane, and I couldn't get over because there's a guy in my blind spot.
Yeah, the little bit of snow that we do have certainly is blowing over the roadways. It's, at least it was all snow and not ice. You had that going for you.
Well, a little farther down the road, past Northline going south, it goes down to a single lane. And right in there is the FedEx, the new FedEx hangar. And I guess there was like some black ice in there because some guy spun out and ended up on the right side onto the median, I guess Brad's median. He was definitely jacked there. We probably had to call a wrecker to pull him out.
Yep, this white stuff does cause some issues. That's for sure. It's, if you're not careful, and sometimes even when you are careful, it can ruin your day.
Well, this is not fun.
Good morning, Sean.
Surface roads suck. Highways were decent 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, good morning. Just hopping out here on the main roads. I've got surface streets all the way in, and Quinter's not looking great. Morning, Anthony. Morning, Jerry. I don't know who else is in here.
Good morning, Sean.
Yeah, Sean, it's going to take you a few extra minutes. The surface roads are a bummer. I have seen, I think, 2 salt trucks now, but nothing to write home about, and I would imagine as the snow continues to fall, it's not going to get any better. At this point, they're probably coming out after rush hour.
Yeah, all right. Well, I just saw one pass me. I just crossed 13 Mile Road on the Quinter here. I'm going to run this up to... Probably run this up to 16 and rip 16 across. I don't expect a whole lot, but oh well, here we are. Tell you what, I was off yesterday. I had a severe reaction to a medication, and yeah, I'll tell you what, I thought I was dying yesterday morning. Spent 3 hours in the urgent care, and pretty much just a bad reaction to a medication. I still feel a little wonky today. I debated staying home today, but here I go.
I'm glad you're feeling better, and that's not good. I I was wondering, I didn't hear anybody out here yesterday morning, and I figured maybe you had taken the day off, and I talked to Dakota in the afternoon, and he made it sound like he was running pretty late yesterday, and that's why he never got in. Here we go. Here's another salt truck, which is fantastic. Yeah, glad you're feeling better.
What's the temp out there?
19.
Okay, I got 21 here. Yeah, the ride down 94 is 40 miles an hour. There's some, a few that are going a little faster, but, yeah, they could use a salt truck, although there are some spots that you can see the dotted lines.
Well, nothing but snow covered here. Oh, man. Oh, jeez. So, yeah, just, you know, Michigan, plug away.
Yep, plug away. It, I am surprised that there's already as many salt trucks out as there are, especially after last week when there were no salt trucks out.
Hey, the league is going to have a special award this year. Worked all states for the 250th anniversary.
What's the deal? You got to work all states this year? Is that how that works?
Hey, guys, I'm pulling into the office. I will catch up with you soon. This is KE8RUH. Everybody have a good day and stay safe on the road.
All right, later, Anthony. So, Jerry, what are the rules going to be for that? You got to work them all this year?
Yeah, I would assume so. Oh, man, I'm getting off the onto Middlebelt here, and it's like all, it's like you're skating on ice.
Well, you probably ought to pay attention to that instead of gabbing on the radio. It's not quite that bad where I'm at, but it is a little precarious.
To the braking station, go ahead.
Must be down by you. I didn't hear nothing up here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I made it onto Middlebelt, but then it was, you know, turning the corner there. I was just like sliding or something. It was pretty bizarre.
19 degrees.
Yeah, I've caught a couple of spots that were a little precarious, and I saw a couple of cars ahead of me kind of lose their back end for a second. So, sounds like the spots are all over. Just be careful.
Yeah, I was saying earlier, that's just rental, the car rental, I think Rogel Drive. And I'm driving in the right lane, and all of a sudden the lane kind of like ended because it was all so much snow blew over, and they never bothered. And I couldn't get over it because there was a guy in like my blind spot. And then a little farther down the road, it narrows down to, after North Line, it narrows down to just one lane. And I think two cars ahead of me, the guy spun out on some black ice or something, ended up in the grass.
Okay, had to deal with an intersection there. I'm through it now. Little slippery. Oh, man. So how long is this snow supposed to continue?
I haven't really been paying any attention of getting off of work, and I had to do some work. Anyway, he was saying it's supposed to snow all day today.
Until 1 p.m., according to the advisory. WADDD.
Morning, Brian. Well,
that'll make it fun. Got a pretty good covering right now. Gonna keep going till 1. Oh, boy.
I know, there's only one or two breaks I got this week. I'm not working 12, and I was going to go activate this afternoon.
If you get a 10 or an easy up, it might be okay, but, yep. I was looking at the weather before I came to work, and 1 to 3 inches between 69.94 and up to 1 o'clock this afternoon. All right, I'm at work, W8BPD. Good morning, Sean. Good morning to the other gentleman out there.
Okay, well, have fun at work.
Yeah, don't work too hard. Have a good day. Thanks for the update. Anyway, I got the shark rip antenna, so it shouldn't be too difficult to activate. And I do it from in the car.
You know, we got, the roads are bad, you know, but everybody's being pretty reasonable. Then I come up on one guy, he's doing like 15 miles an hour. It's like, I don't know if he understands that he's actually causing more trouble than this. You know, I don't know what he's thinking. It's like, good grief.
Yeah, I'm doing about 30 on Middle Belt.
Going to be a weird conversation this morning because I hang the mic up when I'm done talking and I don't pick it up unless I'm in a spot where, you know, I'm clear. I'm two-handed and paying attention to the road when I'm mixed up with some cars and stuff like that. So, yeah, here comes another. Got to set the mic down.
I'm glad I only got a couple more miles to go. I'm so sick of this winter. This last winter was much better. It was real mild. We didn't get a lot of snow. This is just, I don't know. this is putting retirement to the test. KG8HZ.
I don't mind it. You know, just leave early, drive safe and all that stuff, bundle up, you know, wear appropriate clothes. Well, as a younger man, I'd run out, you know, in a hoodie, you know, and this stuff. Now I know better. I dress for it, and I mean, would I prefer not to have this? I guess, but I also don't mind the snow, and I'm not using it anymore. As a younger man, I'd be using it skiing or snowmobiling or sledding or whatever. Now it's just something that has to be shoveled. That's about it. Not much redeeming to it anymore at my age.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. And I was looking at maybe getting a new mobile antenna. And that one diamond one, which is comparable to the Comet that I was looking at, I guess like DX Engineering, they don't offer it anymore.
Which one is that? What band? What diamond, what Comet antenna are you referring to?
I think it's a 7900, And then the Comet is the 790. Anyway, they're both 16.2 inches in length, 2 meter 440.
Well, I heard somebody in there, but the audio was extremely low, so couldn't make it out. I'm not familiar with that one, Jerry. I'll have to look it up to see what we're referring to. That's a long dong, though. At other stations, you can pick up the audio a little bit. It'd be very helpful. This is WAFU.
Man, the audio is weaker that time than weaker than before. Yeah, I've got a tri-mount, magnet mount on the roof, so there isn't an issue with that. I get an issue with the Ann Arbor repeater. Every time I try and get into it, they say I'm really noisy and stuff. But I don't know, I just thought I'd give the gamble.
I wouldn't mind buying a new antenna. I've got Larson NMO270s. I've got several of those, and seems to be my go-to when I want something with a little bit more performance. They're nothing to write home about, but, you know, they're not super high gain, but more than adequate. But I'm ready to try something else. I hear a lot of people talk about this 2x4. Or whatever, and others, but whatever I get, it's got to be NMO. So I don't know what's out there in the NMO flavor.
Yeah, it's got a UHF mount on that magnet mount I got on the roof. So I don't know. I went with that one because I've got this big fixed moon roof. It takes up 2/3 of the roof. All I have is a back portion, and so it kind of makes the car kind of directional.
Hold on, I got a traffic congestion here. I'm going to set the mic down and pay attention here. I'll get back here when I get through this. W8FU.
BG8HZ Mobile.
All right, we're stopped right now. All of a sudden, I'm shoulder to shoulder. I got a guy kissing my back bumper. Seems like he's raging out because everybody is, you know, going 40 and a 55. Oh, man. So, as soon as we start rolling again here, I'll have to set it down. Here we go. I'm going to try to get through this mess. These morons in pickup trucks, they think somehow they're in a pickup truck that gives them some superpowers that prevents them from breaking loose on ice. Like, oh my God, look at this guy. He's like tailgating people, and now he just practically cut another truck off. He's obviously late for work. Instead of getting his ass up in time and getting to work, you know, he's road raging in the snow, the ice. Oh, my God. Probably got balls hanging from his trailer hitch. Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably needs a bigger alarm clock. I've been using Alexa as an alarm clock. I guess I really shouldn't. I haven't had any issues. We did have an outage, I think a month ago. Charter went off, and I lost the internet for a while. But, I don't know. It's really flexible. I tell Alexa what time I want to get up, and it goes off.
I just use my phone. I got a inductive charger for my bed. it's just upright and that. I just drop it in there every night, and it goes off at 6 a.m. I'll snooze it once or twice if I'm feeling naughty. And I've used that for my alarm for several generations of phones. I don't think I've used an alarm clock in a long time. The phone gets it done.
Good morning.
Good morning. You have the luxury working day shift. I can't do that. I don't leave my phone in the bedroom at all, because I get these stupid sales calls during the day, and I just don't need that. Breaking station, go ahead.
KACAKGO. In regards to truck, people driving trucks, my son and my daughter drive a full-size truck, but there are some people that don't deserve a truck because they don't know how to drive. Morning, Sean.
Morning, Tom. Trucks, they think they're invincible, you know, or like that, you know, the road conditions don't apply to them. You know, the truck in some respects is worse. I've got an all-wheel drive Escape, and so I'm probably as good as he is, or better. You know, better weight distribution, along with the all-wheel drive. So, you know, but you know, this guy, of course, you know, in the truck, thinks that, you know, because he's got the big four-wheel drive truck, somehow he's immune to the conditions on the road. It's ridiculous. It just shows how little they know about trucks. So. Anyhow, here's another one. Good grief. Or what if it's the same guy that somehow got behind you again? Looks like it might be. This guy's really road raging. Oh, well. Anyhow, enough on all that. I was going to say something else, now I can't remember. Oh, Jerry, you can expect nowadays with these new modern smartphones, you can just tell it what your sleep times are. You know, and you just set the do not disturb between this hour and that hour, and none of that stuff will come through. And most of these phones have a way to deal with that. But I got to take calls, 24/7, 365, so this doesn't happen a lot, but when it does, I need to answer. So luckily, I don't get any calls after hours, unless they're work-related.
And I should look into that. I got a Samsung Android, so I'm pretty sure it has that in there. I'll just have to change the settings on it. Anyway, I'm almost home, so 7-3 all, and have a good day, and take your time going wherever you're going if you're going out. KTHS.
Have a good morning, Jerry. Yeah, stay inside. It's going to be icky today.
Yep. Take care. I'll say good night to you. Your night time. Here goes the guy. The guy's making no progress here. He's falling way behind. And then he roids out. And he falls behind and he roids out. Oh, man. You know, you never want to see somebody get in an accident, but there's a guy you'd like to learn his lesson, but he's likely not. He'd like to spin out the ditch or something like that and not hurt anybody, and he still blames somebody else. So where you got to go today, Tom?
Make a run to the office in Auburn Hills, and I got one in Detroit. I don't think we're doing our lift work today in Belleville, so that's going to be put off a day or two, because we're not going to do it up in this stuff. Too cold. And I got one more, and I forgot where it's at. One of those days, I just go where they tell me.
84 ZYQ.
You'll have to explain what lift work is. I mean, I know what I would normally think lift work is, but in your line of work, doesn't 2 plus 2 doesn't add up. Good morning, Joe. Go ahead, make one.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hope you have safe travels to wherever you're going to and coming from eventually. And so I just had to jump in and say, with people driving crazy that don't heed the warnings and the disasters and slipperiness, the old saying is you can educate ignorance, but you can't fix stupid. That just came to mind. I had to get it out of my head. Sorry. Over to the other gentleman there. Good morning. KE4ZYQ.
Okay, Joe. Good morning, Joe. Sean, lift work, like a boom lift with the basket on the end of it. You know, the cameras that we're doing, we have a 60-footer, and they're about 40, 45 feet in the air over our semi-trailers and everything else like that. That is distribution center. With the high winds and the cold that's out there right now, it's not worth it, not safe.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. All right, yeah, we do a little bit of that as well. But the way you said it, you said lift work. Still camera work, just with a lift. I didn't put it together like that. Joe, yeah, that's what they say. That is the saying. So, but in daylight today, anybody that's like in a hurry and getting mad at people for going slow, within reason. I had one who was doing like 10 miles an hour. They were actually adding to the danger. But other than that, most people are going, you know, significantly under the speed limit because it's not good out here. You need room to slide.
Yep, QSO Ed, and one thing that comes to mind, too, an old saying that really is serious. I mean, it means something. I'd rather get somewhere late than never.
100% agree. I did my wild days, and, you know, I paid the price for that. So, you'll get to your destination, whether you drive fast, you drive slow, but you'll get to there more safely when you drive properly and not stupidly. Be right back. Got to get fuel. KCAKGO.
All righty, Tom. Get your fuel. I'm just coming up on the breakfast stretch. Decide whether I want Timmy's or Starbucks or something else. Or nothing. I'm actually a little behind schedule, so maybe I go in first.
Well, Sean, one thing I get hooked on is those Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwiches. You can have one with a biscuit, a croissant, or English muffin. Not bad breakfast in the morning. You get all your nutrition and get something in the stomach so it's not empty. For fuel in the furnace, KE4ZYQ.
Oh, yeah, those aren't bad. My problem is they've got me on this medication for my diabetes that I just chills my, I haven't wanted breakfast in so long. I went to breakfast with the guys on Monday, and that was the first time I can remember actually wanting breakfast. Most of the time I go on Saturday with the guys, and I'm really hemming and hawing. I can't decide what I want, mostly because I'm just not really ready to eat. This drug they got me on is... Just literally killed my desire for breakfast.
Yeah, I hear you. That happens with medications, especially regular medications. Yeah, one of these days in the spring or summer here, especially spring when the weather's better, I got to get to that Saturday morning breakfast one time and
destroy people's mental image of who KE4ZYQ looks like, because you always get a mental picture, generally speaking, of people when you talk to them. Your mind automatically paints a picture. Not that you're trying to, but when you finally meet somebody, it's like, man, they don't look like how they sound. They sounded different. Not that that's bad by any means, but your brain automatically tries to paint a picture of a person and put the voice with the person. Back to you. I don't know if Tom's back yet. It'll probably take him a couple of minutes more. Probably still filling up there. I don't know if I have any specific mental picture, but I do know that if I saw you, you know, and I'd say, I didn't expect you to look like that. You know, I might say that. So there's probably an image I don't expect, but there's nothing I can think of offhand that I'm thinking of. Maybe leaning a little towards, what's his name? God darn it. I'll think of it.
Well,
might be thinking of Rodney Dangerfield. I don't know, but I try to imitate him once in a while vocally. I always liked his humor. He was off the wall. I get no respect. You know what I mean? Who's the Grapes of Wrath actor? Now you're pressing the envelope for my brain to work this early in the morning, too. Even though I'm not going to work and driving. Oh, I know what you're talking about, but I can't picture even the person in my brain now. But, yeah, it's funny, because I picture you as a, you know, normal, developed guy, I mean, muscle-wise, and you know, like you'd be a cop, which I think you were a cop, weren't you, or something to do with law enforcement. But I just picture you with your voice and your inflection and everything to be that kind of a strapping guy when you maybe even younger, if not still. Oh, God, no, I'm Danny DeVito. Old Tom must have had an empty tank there. He's filling it up there, several gallons. Hope the price ain't bad. I'd be curious if he could remember the price. I know Costco over here by me is always the lowest price of any station on Gas Buddy anywhere around here by me in Macomb County. It's always several cents less. Yeah, I can't make up the cost of the membership, though. I don't shop there enough, and I don't get enough gas, so I don't get to take advantage. So I got this BP rewards thing, and it gets me close. It gets me pretty much right there. More often than not, it's the same price. Anyhow, Joe, I am pulling into my parking spot, and I'm a little behind schedule here, so I'm going to bid you adieu and get inside. So for now, take care. If you got to go anywhere, don't. W8FU, F yours.
Hey, Sean, good talking with you guys briefly, and hopefully have a good day. Safe travels home, obviously. And no, I don't have any appointments, so I'm not going out in this kind of weather, temperature or otherwise. 73 from KE4ZYQ.
KACHKGO. I'm back. 23 gallons later.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ. Sean had to check out there. He was a destinated, so Tom, we fit. Yeah, you had a pretty empty tank there because it was taking you a while. No problem. But you weren't discounted. We knew what you were doing. So, yep. Was it very busy at the station there? Back to you?
No, the one that I go to down here in Richmond is kind of quiet and compared to the rest of them. I mean, I go to the one by my house to get my coffee, but I don't get any cents back on one of my membership cards, so I go down to this one and I get anywhere between 15 to 20 cents cash back. Well, you know, through an app.
I was just curious what type of gas station, if you don't mind, not to be nosy, what was the price today for your gas per gallon?
I think it was $3.05.
Yeah, Sean and I were talking when you were getting gas about prices and stuff, and I get mine from Costco over here off of Hall Road Marketplace, and I got a Costco membership, and it saves me a lot of money on different things that are bulk, you know, let alone other stuff. And I don't buy a lot there, but I buy enough that by the end of the year, they give you cash back, and it covers the cost of my membership, and I get usually about $10 to $15 above that back on top of it. So you can't beat that when they give you your membership money back and you got bulk, my stuff in bulk at a very inexpensive per unit the price. And not everything's in bulk. I don't buy a bunch of things. I mean, they got regular things there, food or otherwise, as you know. Back to you.
Yeah, I was thinking of getting a Costco membership. I have a Sam's Club membership right now, but that'll probably expire because it's under my mother-in-law's name and she moved on. A better dimension, I guess you can say.
That sounds like she's in level 3 of, like, a board game. Yeah, sorry to hear that. I was just looking at Gas Buddy here and all the ones over here in Macomb County. And the one at Costco, $2.43. That's not too bad, $2.43. Most of them are $3.09, $2.99, $2.94. And the funny thing, Tom, about the Costco by me marketplace, their trucks that fill up their gas tanks there, their gas, is the exact same BP truck that fills up BP at the corner of Hayes and Hall Road. So he fills up their tank, and BP goes to Costco and fills up there, so exact same gas.
That's interesting to know. I mean, we go to BJ's and Sam's Club. It all depends on what where we're at. And now that my wife has a smaller car and she's not filling up the Escalade, you know, every couple days, don't need as go through as much fuel.
Yep, KE4ZUIQ. Well, being I don't drive much since I'm not working, retired now, every fall when I fill up the tank initially for the winter months, and I use a card, go here and there, and have to fill it up, but I put that stable in the engine, the gas, and that keeps it from getting moisture or any problems in there. Seems to do just one bottle per fall weather. Back to you.
Yeah, I gotta get some of that for the Escalade since it's not driven all that much. I don't think she started it yet, but, you know, for the past couple of days. But oh, definitely. Oh, somebody's in the ditch.
Tom, I don't know if you do this. You may do this, but I'll throw it out anyhow. That is, if you're not driving your vehicle like your wife's car, if you're not driving a lot, you know, several days in the week not driving it, it doesn't hurt to have one of those maintainer, battery maintainers. You might already be there doing that, and I may be preaching to the choir. Back to you.
No, I don't have it. She just has to start it and let it run for a bit. The remote start doesn't work because, you know, one of the lights are on. It has to do with the fuel, the fuel vapor filter or something like that, so we're going to get rid of it anyways. You know, it needs more work. And good, you know, we have our mom's car now. But if it started every day, it's no big deal. You know, my camper's on a battery maintainer, so that's all that concerns me. But that's a deep cycle battery.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ, well, having a camper there, that's pretty neat. That's something. I had a van once, a conversion van, a mini camper, I guess you could call it. my wife, when she was around, talked me into trading in a Dodge Stealth for a camper, or a camper, a conversion van. And we traveled in that mostly because it was more convenient. It had TV, VCR. Yep, it was old enough to have a VCR and radio and all. And the back third seat would fold down to almost a queen-size bed. Very nice travel van.
Oh, I love conversion vans. I was raised up around them. We didn't have one, but my dad's friend did. We used to go to Canada all the time. We're traveling all over the place. And it was great, nice and comfortable. Now, I'll probably get rid of the camper in the spring, summer area, and either downsize it to a smaller one or get a small motorhome, you know, like with a F-450 body on it or something like that. I didn't pay much for the camper, and all I needed it for really was so I could cook something on a stove. We had a nice place to sleep with air conditioning, and we had a bathroom that we had to, didn't have to go run up to the community one at the campgrounds.
Okay, KU4CYQ. Well, I envy people that got into that type of activities or pastime. That's nice. Get out, nature, travel, have your conveniences that you need. But that RV that I had, if I would have had it now, I wouldn't be able to get it in the garage during the winter months especially. But it would be a neat POTA-type vehicle. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what I was thinking to do. Since I don't use my camper that much, I just use it for RPC. You know, if somebody comes up with a generator, they can run the air conditioner in it. It already has an antenna connection, just got to convert it to an N-type or a PL239 or something. But yeah, I mean, that's what I was thinking.
Tommy, you don't know how many times if I would have had that RV, or that conversion van rather, how many times I could have enjoyed that, doing different things, especially ham radio. And, you know, going to, I talked to this guy on another frequency earlier about the Selfridge Air Show coming up this year, 30th and 31st of May. And it's free admission as opposed to the Willow Run one that you got to pay, I don't know, $10, $15, $20, whatever it is. But they have a pretty good one out, Selfridge, every third year or so, usually. Back to you.
Hey, CK Joe. I know it used to be every other year, but looks like they settled back on it a little bit. But yeah, I remember that. And then NHSA, Bill, had a ham trailer that he had set up all the time. I remember that. Geez, that was back when I became a ham.
You know, Tom, with all the possibilities today with remote radio communications for fun, for individual or, you know, parks on the air, whatever, you know, POTA, the sky's the limit. And it's not all that expensive if you know where to look and what to put on your vehicle or your van or whatever. It's neat to be able to do stuff like that, especially with today's technology and PVC pipes and towers and whatever you want to do to raise a antenna at a remote site when you're parked.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, we did an ARPS picnic, and 88OD brought all his portable equipment and set it up, and, you know, had his antenna all set up over in the field area, and it was a lot of fun. It was pretty cool. He was making a couple contacts. I know there's a couple guys on FBI that do the POTA, no matter what the weather. I think Greg is one of them, K8VSI.
Yep, QSL. Well, that one last thing to say about that GMC conversion van I had, I outfitted it almost as if it was like a SWAT or an emergency vehicle. I didn't put anything extravagant or expensive into it. But I had, like I said, TV. I even had CB, ham radio, and some other equipment for emergencies, you know, battery backups and all sorts of stuff that was nice to be able to have and travel with and utilize as a hobby, let alone emergency. I did a little work down in Tennessee where I lived for a while, my wife and I. Did a little work with emergency management, Skywarn and all that, so it was nice to have that kind of a SWAT-type vehicle or prepared vehicle in case it was ever needed. Back to you.
And eventually, with my mother-in-law's car, I got to get a couple radios in there. It's just too darn cold to do it. Plus, I want to get another. I got to get another UHF VHF digital, and then I'll put that in there. My wife has a GMRS license, so I got to put her radio in there. But I'll figure it all out in the spring when the weather gets better. I got a couple radios for it. Just got to get the time and the effort to put it all in there.
Yep, KE4QYQ. Well, you've probably been around the block a while with ham radio, age-wise or time-wise, and you remember some of the old radios from Radio Shack, ham radios and all. I have one of the first ones I ever bought. It's a HT. It's a HTX-202 2-meter handheld. How about that? That's an old one, a blast from the past.
KCKJL. Yep, I had the mobile version. I can't think of what it was, but it was a 2-meter mobile. And I lasted for quite a while, and then it finally just died out. Probably because I talked on it so much.
I don't know about you, but ever since Radio Shack went out of business and closed shops, the last one used to be over here on Garfield at Canal in a mall area. Used to shop there all the time, and I kind of miss that kind of stuff when you needed connectors or wires or, I think I got Uniden scanner there, ham radio there, all sorts of stuff, as you remember too, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the one on Canal and Garfield, used to shop at that one quite a bit, along with the one at Lakeside Mall, and go far back as when I was in high school, I used to do the one at Regional Shopping Center there at 15 and Gratiot.
I don't know about you, but it's like losing an old friend when they had closed all their stores. I think they probably had bad on-hands merchandise management. They tried to branch off into cellular came out, and that took away from their sales, and nobody wanted to buy from them much, at least cellular at the time. And they spread themselves so thin, money-wise or business-wise, they just put themselves in a hole. But that'd be an ideal store for just certain things. And, you could probably order things from them, through them at the store, if they didn't carry everything in a small venue. But, man, it was so convenient to go in there and see everything and get what you need. I got so many things to this day that still work that I bought from there. It's incredible.
Absolutely. I have a Radio Shack Pro 197 digital scanner here in my van. And, I was around when the Trash 80s came out, the TRS 80s for computers with the 5 1/4 floppy disk. And, I used to go to the Battery of the Month. I got electronics kits from there when I was a kid. Oh, yeah, Radio Shack was my place to be. And then there was the Electronic Connection after I started doing the job that I do that I found over in Canton, and they just closed shop last year.
KE4ZYQ, I don't know about you, but I'll say seriously, it's kind of like losing an old friend when all the places close up like that in a chain like Radio Shack. But there was something else I was going to say about that place. Yeah, I bought different radios, equipment, weather alert radios from them, and all different things from Radio Shack especially. You remember when the old scanners used to pick up the early cellular phones in the 900 band?
100%, because I used to do it. I had one of the old scanners. I think I still have it. I just don't know where it's at. It's probably in a box somewhere. I got a old 200-channel handheld that was strictly front panel programming. And I went through and I programmed all 200 channels. Whoa, that was a long time ago.
I'm going to blow your mind, maybe, telling you something I still have that I never threw away. Don't ask me why I kept it, but I guess for nostalgia reasons. My first cellular phone was obviously the portable phone was a bag phone, like a landline in a bag with a battery in the works, and it had the little rubber ducky antenna on it, and you pick the handset up off the part inside where it clicks to set. I still have a bag phone. The Smithsonian may call me up one day and ask to have that put in their display case. What do you think?
The old bag phone with the battery that you carried around. Yeah, I remember that one. Ooh, that was a long time ago. I remember the brick. I had a coworker who had a brick. And, boy, that's a long time ago. I had one of the first Motorola flip phones.
Yep, well, that first cellular phone, that bag phone, was Motorola. And it was it looked like a purse, big black purse, when a guy would carry it. It wasn't very becoming of a guy. It looked like I said, like a purse. And that was back, I think, in the early 1986, because that's when I think I got it down in Tennessee when they came out with those things. Yeah, I don't think it does much anything but hold papers and paperweight.
Yeah, it's definitely a museum piece. KCKJO.
And nostalgia, I tell you, look back in time and you see where you started and what we used to be and all the different things. It definitely was a more of an innocent, carefree time, it seems like. I guess that's what happens when you get older, right? You look back.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean, I still listen to 80s music because that's what I grew up around. So... All right, I got a meeting that's going to be starting up here, a teleconference that I got to get on. So I will chat at you later. It's always been always a pleasure when you're out there. 73 in your final, KJO.
Well, Tom, thanks for the QSO. Have a good day. And any travels you do, be safe. And always a pleasure talking to you guys, and you in particular, too. So 73 from KE4ZYQ. This is Juliet Oscar Echo, same 73.
Good morning, 0800 hours. Cloudy, 19 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Good morning, 0900 hours. Cloudy, 20 degrees.
KJO from WNFU.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Snow, 21 degrees.
of you driving like there isn't any snow on the road at all. KFATDZ.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Snow. 23 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Snow. 25 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 27 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 27 degrees. Flynn 600. Time out.